AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Pentagon says Scouting America will alter its policies to keep its support from the U.S. military. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says this includes a requirement that members use, quote, biological sex at birth and not gender identity. Under Hegseth, the Pentagon has taken aim at the military's partnership with Scouting America, criticizing its 2024 rebrand from the Boy Scouts and other recent changes that he views as part of what he calls, quote, woke culture that he wants to root out. The U.S. military acknowledged using an anti-drone laser again in Texas. After criticism by lawmakers, the Federal Aviation Administration, Customs and Border Protection, and the Pentagon issued a joint statement saying the military responded to a, quote, seemingly threatening unmanned aerial system operating within military airspace. Congressional Democrats say it was a laser that shot down a border protection drone, prompting the FAA to temporarily shut down Texas airspace for the second time in 2 weeks. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he's planning to brief members of Congress about the incident. In other news, college sports governing body is cracking down on athlete transfers outside of the approved time frame. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has more.
The NCAA Football Oversight Committee is recommending emergency legislation to protect the transfer portal window by issuing penalties for schools and coaches who circumvent the rules. The committee proposed the legislation to penalize schools who had players who did not make public their interest in transferring during the January window. The proposed legislation would become effective immediately if approved at the Division I cabinet meeting in April. The head coach who accepts a transfer who did not enter the January portal would be prohibited from all recruiting, on-field coaching, and meetings for 6 games. I'm Gethin Coolball.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on AI-generated music.
Mikey Shulman is CEO of an AI music-making platform called Suno.
The thing that we are most proud of is that 100 million people have made music on Suno, and the vast majority of whom have never made music before.
But not everyone is a fan of Suno, like singer-songwriter Tift Merritt.
To teach a machine to be...
The economy of AI music is built totally on the intellectual property globally of musicians everywhere, without transparency, consent, or payment.
Suno is valued at $2.45 billion. It was sued in 2024 by Sony Music, Universal Music, and Warner Records for copyright infringement. Since then, it's settled with Warner.
Hopefully, like recent developments with Warner show that actually there is an amazing way to work together, to build things together.
I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.